The supreme law of change states that I can change who I am by changing what I put into my mind. What I put into my mind is important because it changes who I am. What other people put in is equally important because it changes who I am as well. Negative thinkers are dangerous. When they put negative thoughts into my mind, they push my inner voice in a negative direction and make me into a negative person. Limited thinkers are equally dangerous. When they put their limiting thoughts into my mind, I start to believe that my dreams are impossible. I will not allow the lifelong disoriented to abuse me with their litany of negation and limitation. I will not allow them to steal my dreams. I use the supreme law of change to make my life better. I spend my time with positive people who put good things into my mind. I read positive books and recite positive self-talk to push my inner voice in a positive direction. I become a positive person by putting positive things into my mind. Jesus had 20/20 spiritual vision. He saw and understood things that we barely comprehend. At our very best, we see through a glass darkly. On more than one occasion, Jesus made comments about our eyes. In one particularly shocking comment, he said that if your eye offends you, pluck it out. He followed that admonition with other startling words to the effect that it's better to go to heaven with only one eye than to end up in hell with two. Back in Jesus' time, there weren't any psychologists to explain how the mind works. If Jesus wanted to make a spiritual or psychological point, he had to make up a story or create an illustration to reveal the truth. Obviously, the point of Jesus' story had nothing to do with plucking your eyes out. He wasn't advocating masochistic self-mutilation as a path to redemption. Instead, he was making it abundantly clear that what you look at changes who you are, so you need to be careful about how you use your eyes. You are a visual creature, and vision is the door to your mind. Everything you look at is important because what you see goes uncensored straight into your mind. If you let Hollywood and the media control your vision, you will be looking at the wrong things. You can't look at rubbish without it ruining your life. God doesn't want eye pluckers. Instead, He wants positive picture people to use the gift of vision in a constructive manner. He wants you to change who you are by having you look at good things. That's why I've created a positive web ring that puts dozens of positive pictures in your mind. All of my websites are full of images that carry an inspirational message. Each time you look at my photographs, you push your mind in a positive direction. If you don't spend time every day looking at good things, then your life will never improve and you will miss out on the dream that God has for your life. What you look at changes who you are. So make sure you're looking at good things. Your eyes are an extension of your brain. As your body develops inside your mother's womb, your eyes actually grow and project out from your brain. For all practical purposes, your eyes are part of your brain. That's why your eyes are so important. When an image goes into your eyes, it instantly enters your mind. Your brain photographs that image and stores it for future reference. The quickest and most efficient way of getting information into your brain is to use the eyes. Although your eyes see a picture for only a second, your brain sees the picture for the rest of your life. The eyes reign supreme as agents of change. No other organ can transmit information to your brain as rapidly and efficiently. Your eyes are the window to your mind, and when you want to create positive change, positive pictures and graphics do the job admirably. Drive down any street and look at the billboards. Turn on your television and watch the commercials. Advertisers use your eyes to change the way you think. Smart people advertise their dreams to themselves by showing pictures of them to their mind. Those pictures pass directly into their memory banks and make them into different people.